Hello and welcome to Two Girls Who Read. The podcast is implied. My name's Olivia.
And I'm Lily, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything book related.
This week's topic is which fictional characters would send their significant other to the Victory Project from Don't Worry Darling.
So this is spoilers for the Don't Worry Darling movie that has come out recently.
Sorry, I dropped my water bottle. It's fine.
For the Don't Worry Darling movie that has come out recently. If you haven't if you have not seen the movie and want to see the movie, don't listen to this because we're going to spoil the movie for you. But I think that we should do something, like, I think we should explain what the Victory Project is for the people who haven't seen the movie, but, like, know that they're not going to watch the movie, so they can listen to the episode, you know what I mean? Because it's quite a simple concept, really. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, so essentially, in Don't Worry Darling, you end up finding out that the whole sort of 1950s-esque world is a simulation invented by basically a man with a podcast who's very, like... believe is very misogynistic and patriarchal and believes women should just be, you know, in the kitchen, and feminism and progression of women's rights, it's really like damaging women and damaging society. Anyway, so basically these like men kidnap, sometimes it's implied in the film, or like take their significant others and put them in the Victory Project, so like they can't live their life. They're like stuck in the Victory Project
24/7. And they think that the Victory Project is their life.
Yeah.
Like, and but in reality, in the real world, they're like strapped to a bed.
Yeah.
And like their eyes are held open by machines, and then like lasers go over their eyes in order to like keep this like simulation going. And then the men leave every day. They leave the simulation to go work in the real world to pay to be in the Victory Project. And it's basically like a pyramid scheme, like they're trying to recruit more people into the Victory Project.
Yeah, because the guy who invented the Victory Project, he has like a podcast, and he spreads the message of the Victory Project via podcast. We promise we'll never ask you to come to a book read of Victory Project. Our Victory Project will be like, come into a simulation of your favorite fictional worlds, you know?
Yeah. No, and basically the whole thing was just like, so, you know, we have like Mr. Harry Styles' character. What's his even name? I don't know. Jack is his name.
I don't know.
And Florence. They're like together.
Jack and Amy, isn't it?
No, that's not Amy. Jack and Alice.
I
gave you all of this.
That's right,
because
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. So Jack brings...
We could have had all of this, Alice. If you keep talking like this, you're going to put it all at risk.
Yeah, so Jack brings his girlfriend Alice into... He signs them up for the simulation because he's like, no, I can give you a better life by taking away your current life that you currently
Alice
live.
Yeah, Alice is like a surgeon and she's like working all the time. And
they don't have a lot of money because she's just a surgical resident. He's in like a lot of debt.
Exactly.
And he lost his job and he's like, I can't provide for you, yada yada yada, all these misogynistic attitudes. And then he basically brings her into the Victory Project and keeps her kidnapped there.
Yeah, thinking that like it's benefiting her and it's what she would want without actually asking if it's what she would want. He just kind of does it. And yeah, all these other women are basically held there, except for Olivia Wilde's character, which is an interesting character. She's the only one that, as far as we're aware, is there like by choice, because it's implied that her children died in the real world, and so when she's in the simulation, she can like have her children or like have
because the children are fakers.
Yeah, because the children aren't real. Like in the real world, if she woke up, like the kids, her children would not be there. It's a bit of a, like a WandaVision situation.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the premise of that. And then we were thinking, what fictional men would think, I can give this girl a better life, so I'm gonna kidnap her and bring her into the Victory Project and make her be my housewife. So that's the plot of the episode.
Yeah, and scarily, It wasn't that hard to come up with a full list.
It took us like 10 minutes or like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it took us
5 minutes to be like, yeah, these men would totally like be like, no, listen, I know what's good for you. I'm going to take away your rights in your life and basically make you a 1950s housewife and you're going to love it. Trust me. But you're not going to know that you're kidnapped. Like, you're just going to love it. And I'll take away that decision for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, spoilers ahead. We'll let you know if there's spoilers for series, but it's mainly just talking
about the characters in general.
Yeah, mainly just talking about characters in general. We don't really talk about the series, but you kind of get the gist of like who these characters are.
We're going into really popular characters, like the very
is even more scary because we're like, this is what the people love to read. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, well, we should just get straight into it. The first one that came to mind, like unanimously, was like Reese. And Pharaoh. Reese invented the Victory Project.
Yeah, Reese invented the Victory Project. And you know what I was really thinking about? Like, Valeris is kind of giving the Victory Project. Like, it's giving the Victory Project. It really is. It's like this quote-unquote, like, perfect little world that he's, like, the ruler of.
He's the ruler of, but the women don't have any rights. And it's like, I'll always give you a choice, except I won't tell you that your baby's killing you. I'll like threaten to kill your sister if they are like, we have to tell her that the baby inside her is killing her.
Exactly.
Silencing women.
So it's just giving Victory Project. Like,
giving Victory Project.
I don't know. It really is. Like, even just like the Night Court, like, or like the Court of Nightmares is like the real world. And then like the Victory Project is like the good place. And it's like, oh, you should come here to the Victory Project, to Valeris. Like, it's just, there's too many similarities, too many parallels.
Too many parallels. More is like Olivia Wilde's character.
Right? Oh my God, she so is.
She
yeah.
so is, eh?
I think maybe this movie was inspired.
What would Resan's podcast be called? It's like,
it would be like, I don't know, he'd have something in there about like night. He'd be like, night chats from the Night Court. Like, stupid like that.
Yes. But yeah, he's pretty much Chris Pine's character from Don't Worry Darling, confirmed.
Definitely.
Talk to the wall. We don't care if you disagree with us.
To the Resan stans, if you're one of them, you'll grow up eventually. We were once where you are. But, eventually you'll emotionally mature and realize that we're right.
Yeah, because we're so emotionally mature. Us. 20-year-olds. Making a podcast about who would kidnap the significant other into the Victory Project.
See, eventually you'll be as emotionally mature as we are.
Yeah, you guys wish you were on our level.
You wish you were on our level.
Yeah, do you guys have a podcast? Yeah, don't think so.
Yeah, I love how we're like making fun of like Resan for having his imaginary podcast as if we're not filming a podcast.
Yeah, as if, you know what? We gave Resan a more creative podcast title than ours. We're like, two girls who read. He's like, Night Chats on the Night Court. At least there's a little bit of originality. There's flavor. We're like, we took away our flavor. We were like, two girls who read our podcast. Now we're just two girls who read.
Yeah.
Do they even know it's a podcast? Like, who knows?
Well, I feel like they do.
They're like, I thought this was going to be an audiobook when they click on us on Spotify. Okay, let's move on. Because I can only make the Akatug stands up so upset so much in one day per episode. Next we have, let's move on to the Grishaverse.
Yes, the Grishaverse.
We're talking about the books here, okay, not the show.
Yeah, because the show's very different.
Show Mal would never, but Book Mal,
he would grab Alina so fast and bring her into that Victory Project as soon as she started to discover her powers.
Yeah. Literally.
He would have those lasers right over her eyes, man. Yeah. Like,
be like, Alina, I want to show you something. What is it? Victory Project. Boom. Boom, bitch. Like, yeah, as soon, and I totally agree with you. It's like, as soon as she started discovering her powers, like, he would, like, vent and go home and listen to Resan's podcast. And Resan would be like, join the Victory Project. And he'd be like, I see no issue. Alina, get in here.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. He would want Alina to be a 1950s housewife.
100%. Would not. Yeah. How ironic that Alina's, like, all about daylight and then Recent's all about night. We have a little bit of a worse story going on here.
Yeah.
I reckon Alina would be, like, the Alice in our story. You know what I mean? Like, Feyre is, like, the Gemma Chan. Recent's our Chris Pine. Yeah. Yo, Mal is our Harry Styles. No, Mal's not a Harry Styles. We have another one that's going to be a Harry Styles. We already decided.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just mouthed at her because she forgot on the other side of the couch. Unbelievable. But I do think Alina is our Alice.
Yes.
Miss Flo.
I don't think Mal is, like... I don't know.
Mal's just irrelevant. Let's
yeah, be real. He's not relevant enough to be the main other main character in this story.
No. Mel's just there. Just grimy little man with his grimy little man paws. Okay. Next we have Gale and Katniss. Do we even need to elaborate? Like, that is the question.
No.
Yeah. Like, if the Victory Project was a thing, literally the Hunger Games never would have happened. Like, because you know what would have happened in the beginning of the Hunger Games? You know when Gale was like, we should just run away? He would have just grabbed Katniss, chucked her in the Victory Project, been like... And then Katniss would be like, Gale! No, she'd be like, Prim! Prim! Gale, what have you done? What did you do that?
Also, like, I think at, like, the beginning, I would say, like, all throughout, like, the Hunger Games franchise, like, especially, like, heavy emphasis on the beginning, like, it's giving, like, Gale would bring Katniss into the Victory Project. But I could really see Katniss, like, potentially losing her mind if she had the option. And it's, like, how, like, Olivia Wilde's character stays there for the kids. It's, like, after, like, Prim, you know, like, dies. I feel like Prim is, like, here. But she's not there. You know, I could see it.
Wow. Not you writing a weird Don't Worry Darling Hunger Games fanfic over here. Coming soon to AO3.
Coming soon to AO3.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Capital Darling.
Yeah, so see, I could definitely see it's like, yeah, Gale taking her at the beginning, but then like later she would want to go on her own, doodling.
Oh god. Okay. I could see that, but how would she know Prim's dead? Because the event, okay, if so we're saying like chapter 2 is getting whipped into Victory Project, she never gets nominated for
Well, no. I'm not saying like, I'm saying like two different hypothetical scenarios, not like she's in the Victory. Yeah, I'm saying like if Gale doesn't take her to the Victory Project, because maybe he's just not rich enough to bring her into the Victory Project, and then it's, like, the Hunger Games books ends, and, like, Prim is dead, then, like, maybe she, and she knows about the Victory Project, she's like, I'm gonna take my money from the Hunger Games, I'm gonna join the Victory Project, because my sister can still be alive in the Victory Project, you see what I'm saying?
I see the vision.
You see the vision. Okay, it's two separate stories. It could go either way.
We have spin-offs.
There is a spin-off.
I sent the franchise. I sent a movie adaptation. Lionsgate. Wattpad Studios.
Not the Wattpad Studios. Yeah. No, but yeah.
Tessa, what the fuck? We watched Ever After Happy in the cinema, and it was hilarious.
It's the only After movie I've ever seen, which made it funny.
Yeah, it was the only After movie we've seen in its entirety. And it was amazing. It was literally just the All Too Well music video in film length.
Yes.
Love it. Okay.
But yes, so Gale and Katniss, and then who's next? Okay. Olivia's got the list over there on her phone.
I got the list on my little phone. Okay, I have the power. Okay, who do you think is next?
I think it's who I said. I think I said Aiden and Lysandra.
Good job. It is Aiden and Lysandra, okay. From Throne of Glass, yes.
Like, I'm sorry, it's just giving. Like,
giving.
It's giving that, like, okay, here's why. Lysandra is, like, way more powerful than Aiden. And he doesn't seem like the kind of man who would appreciate that. I want to know if there's actually someone out there. Like, obviously, like, I think a lot of people, like, tolerate Lysandra and Adian. Like, they don't really care about them. But I want to know, like, I've never seen anyone, like, stan. I mean, like, Adian and Lysandra are my, like, favorite couple in Throne of Glass.
They were never my favorite, but they were, like, close second in Queen of Shadows. Like, when they were kind of, like, just starting, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. I hate to admit it, but that was before Adian took a bit of a turn. That was when we didn't know anything about Adian. He was just, like, bisexual. I was like, oh my god!
Oh my god!
Bicon!
No, but I mean, like, at like the end. I want to know like who watched them become who watched them like become like Throne of Glass, spoilers, skip 10 seconds, who watched them become like mates at the end and then was like, oh my god, this is amazing, this is amazing, I love it. Did anyone?
I know, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, there was just like the whole like snow scene, like the tent scene or whatever. Remember and that?
Like, I have to say, like, I'm not, this is not a Throne of Glass podcast. I do understand why he was mad at her at the end of Empire of Storms, but just him as a character in general is giving Victory Project energy.
Yeah, it's giving Trump supporter, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And so it.
Adrian is the kind that he's like bisexual, but he would put himself into conversion therapy if he could.
It's like would be homophobic if he was not in the community. Like it's the same genre as like Ellen DeGeneres.
Adrian is just Ellen DeGeneres confirmed.
Canon. No, but I think he would definitely put Lysandra into the Victory Project because I think he would think that she was too powerful and would not.
Too powerful. Also, like Lysandra would start acting too like bisexual for him and he'd be like, but that's my thing. It's that homophobia coming out where it's like he would be homophobic if he wasn't part of the community. No, he'd still find a way. Like that would be his internalized homophobia being like, well, you were just getting out of hand. What do you mean? I mean, you're a bit flick of the wrist.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he would definitely put her in.
Yeah. Next we have the siblings themselves. Iconic brother-sister duo, Jace and Clary.
And this is funny because I know there's so many Jace and Clary stans out there, so sorry about
Hey,
that.
Don't take offense to this. I was a Jace and Clary stan, guys. I'm speaking on behalf of the community. I was, like, president of the fan club.
She was. She really was.
Yeah, no. Jace and Clary, like, kept me alive for so many years, guys. So this is coming from a place of love, but, yeah.
But Jace would put Clary in the Victory Project. Yeah, he would.
Jace was, like, one of the only men that I like enjoyed when I was young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was Stas Selinsky and Jace Harrington.
So different.
One of them is like so heterosexual and the other one's just so not. Yeah. I still stand Styles, but I don't really get around to watching the Jace Herondale compilations as much these days, I have to say. So
yeah, so Jace, I don't even think it would come from a place of like, Clary, you're like too powerful. Because I do think that weirdly turned him on a lot of the time. I think it would come from a place of he's just like, I want to protect you, Clary. The real world's too dangerous. Yeah. Like, you know, we're just too accurate. This is actually ridiculous how accurate we are.
No, because in the show, like, I haven't read the Mortal Instruments books, but the Mortal Instruments show was my life. That was my life source, like, for 3 years. I watched it weekly as it came out, like, episodes weekly. I watched the sneak peeks that they would release on, like, YouTube. I watched the Comic-Con panels, like,
she was invested. Time,
I was invested. Yeah, I would follow all their Instagrams, and after every episode aired, they'd release, like, behind-the-scenes sneak, like, photos. It's a whole thing. I was a part of the fandom. And what was I saying? Where was I going with it?
I don't know.
I just got distracted.
I was saying he'd put her in there as, like, he's like, I'm gonna protect you.
Oh, thing. Thank you. Yeah, in the show, if I had, like, if I took a shot every time that Clary or like any of the women honestly in the Shadowhunters show was like, I can protect myself, hammered, plastered,
yeah,
horrific.
I also do feel like Jace and Clary are giving like Harry and Florence in the movie. I do think it's giving.
Yeah,
I could see it
because there is love there. It's just
that it's a bit distorted.
Wait, why aren't we talking as well about the elephant in the room? That, like, the house in the Mortal Instruments, like, with Jonathan and Clary, it's literally the Victoria Project.
So true.
We're not talking about
that. Except Clary was, like, aware that she had been taken.
To the Victoria Project. She wanted to go. She was like, take me there.
No, she didn't want to go. She's just kidnapped.
Oh.
But aware of it.
Oh. We love a self-aware queen. She's like, oh my god, I am kidnapped.
Wow.
Guys. That is so main character of me. By my own brother. We should make out. I'm not saying that to Lily, just so we're clear. That's what Clary said to Jonathan. Some people are like, oh, I wonder if we have any shippers.
Oh my god. You guys should, we should make a poll. Do you guys ship us? Go yeah. answer the poll.
I wish we did have shippers. I hope there is a fandom out there. Your granddad's a part of the fandom.
Hey guys, my granddad is so big in the fandom. Like, he literally...
He's the president of the company.
He started it. Like...
He's the Resand of the Victory Project, guys.
Don't compare my grandpa to Resand.
Greg. I would never do that to Greg.
No. No, but literally for years, like, whenever I talk about Olivia, he would, like, refer to her as my girlfriend, and I'd be like, my friend, and he's like... It's your girlfriend. And like,
he's like, yeah, that's what I said. So your girlfriend.
Yeah. Like all the time. Like, anyway.
Yeah. And so we all the time, he's always asking about us. He's like, I'm just so glad they could finally close that distance. Because like, yeah. Lily's from Canada and I'm from Australia. We live together now. And yeah, unfortunately, Lily's mom had to break the news to Greg the other week that we are in fact not together. I don't think he's taking it very well. I think, in fact, he just decided to pretend he never heard it because he's still president of the company. So let us know if you want to join the fan club. I'm sure Greg's made t-shirts somewhere. What's our ship name? Lolivia? No. Lolivia? That sounds Livia. Like Lolita. And Lolita's a book about pedophilia, so I don't really want to do that.
Like Livia.
Livia. Lilvia. Lilvia.
No, you're terrible at this.
Livia. Hey, I'm the creative writing major. I'm great with words. So yeah, we should do... Oh, well, nah. We should Olili, Olivi,
Ollie,
Olivi, Olively, Olively.
No.
No. Ollie, Ollie. Did you say Ollie?
Yeah.
That kind of work. You know my way. That's so cute, guys. The shipping's about to really go off. You know how you're saying we should be Ollie. You know what my nickname in year two of primary school was?
Ollie.
Ollie. It was destiny.
Who could have guessed that?
But Ollie's not like the casual, the usual nickname for Olivia.
I know, but it's funny because you're like, oh my god, you said we should be Ollie? Guess what my nickname was? Like, obviously.
I'm trying to engage.
Okay? You're like, guess what my nickname was? And I was like, is it Ollie? No, it was actually Liv. But anyway.
No, it was actually James. But that was a weird guess. I don't know why you said that. No, literally it was Ollie.
Yeah.
It was spelled Ollie, but.
That's okay.
Maybe it was always just leading to this moment. Okay, we'll go with Ollie. I love symbolism. Guys, our ship name's Ollie. We're gonna scissor later.
Okay. That is enough.
That is enough out of you. Okay. Next, I have all of the L. Kennedy boys. So
I haven't read any
of them. She hasn't. Books. She got away scotch-free, but you did read The Mortal Instruments, so... That's on you. You also read all of, like, the Colleen Hoover books.
I read 4 Colleen Hoover books. There's, like, 20 Colleen Hoover books.
That's 4 more than me, baby.
Yeah. How many L. Kennedy books did you read?
3. I'm winning. But I think... And you know what? There were 4 in the series, but I only read 3 because I knew to stop.
Yes.
And I only... Okay. So, yeah. The L. Kennedy books, like, the deal, the goal, the score, like, even those names. Ooh. I purely could write a thesis on how the rise of L. Kennedy single-handedly led to the demise of book talk and the rise of smut talk.
Maybe we should make a podcast about that.
I will get timelines. I will get red string.
Yeah.
I will personally victimize... Oh, not personally victimized. I will personally attack L. Kennedy. But I loved every second of the read. I was just, I mean, clearly, you know, again, it's, like, I stayed up all night, like, reading those books. I'm not even shitting you. Like, I would start them at, like, 10 p.m. and then it'd be, like, 4 a.m. and I'd be like, I finished.
I know.
Ridiculous. Yeah, like, ridiculous. I have videos. They're traumatic. I'm like, oh, baby. You are just one horny mother trucker.
Oh my god.
No, but I actually didn't read them for the sex.
What else was there?
The sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but just like all these boys there, red flags. Even the girls, red flags.
Honestly, these girls, I haven't read them, but these girls, like, it giving.
I'm one of the boys.
Yeah, okay. What I was gonna say was that their boyfriends would take them to the Victory Project, and then they'd find out, but they wouldn't be upset about it. They would just stay.
They'd be like, oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my god. Why would I want to leave somewhere where, like, I just have to cook and clean, and you can fuck me on the kitchen counter when you get home? Blah, blah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but also the girlies, and sorry, I cut you off earlier, but, like, what... I need to get the idea out there before I forgot. The girlies in, like, the off-campus series, they're all like, yeah, I'm one of the boys. And, like, the boys are just my family. But then the boys are like, hey, Jessica, you're fugly. And then they're like, oh, that's just banter. It's just banter, mate. The boys know it's banter. You know it's banter. Yeah, no, that's literally the vibes of the girlies in the off-campus series. They're just like, oh my god, that's Callum. And Callum's like, hey, Jessica, I hope you go kill yourself. And Jessica's just like, oh my god, Callum, you are so quirky. Like, that is just the whole vibe of the book. It's ridiculous. And they all go watch them play hockey. It's the land of your people.
No, this is not the land. This is a horribly written book series.
I'm surprised you didn't eat that shit up as a Canadian.
Because I know that there's no way that, like, because the thing about Canada is, like, everyone always talks about hockey boys, and you could tell that this, like, Elle Kennedy, I don't know where she's from.
America.
But it's not Canada. Because every Canadian girl, if you're like, oh, he's a like, I like him, but he's a hockey boy. Like, absolutely not. No one dates hockey boys. Like, hockey boys, like, they can be, like, attractive. But, like, no one's attracted to them because of the energy they exude. Like, no one's like, oh, he plays hockey, that's hot. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I remember there was a whole phase where, like, boys who played hockey, like, hot boys who played hockey, started posting TikTok, like, thirst traps. Because they knew, like, the deal girlies or, like, the off-campus series girlies would be like, oh, my God, it's Garrett Graham. I remember, like, there was this guy. I can't remember his name. But literally, he was, like... Remember when BookTok went through a whole phase where they, like, would fan cast, like, different TikTokers? Like, the guy who was, like, Dorian.
And I still follow him. I randomly keep up with him every now and again.
Yeah, he's going through it
sometimes. I know, his, like, dad died and, like, all this other stuff.
Stop. Okay. Yeah, my biggest accomplishment as a BookToker was, like, I made it.
Okay, if you, I honestly, but, like, I feel like so many people, because this was so long ago, I wonder if the people who are listening to our podcast, a lot of them even know about, like, the Nick Kaufman as Dorian, like, craze.
Yeah, this was, like, a whole thing.
This was, like, early 2020, like, first few months of Book Talk, like, Nick Kaufman, fan casted as Dorian, have in the yard.
Yeah, it... He hated it. Like, I think at first this TikToker guy is like, at Nick Kaufman, comment down below if you agree. No kidding. he was was fan casted, and he would, like, play into it.
Didn't he make a TikTok, like, as Dorian?
Like, he did, like, Dorian cosplays, quote unquote, and whatever. And he was really playing into it. But then the fandom, like, took it too far. And
it was too far.
And he was just, like, it was every comment on his videos was, like, Dorian, Dorian, Dorian. I wonder if we go on TikTok, like, if there's a Dorian comment, like, if you went on his TikTok now or something. But, it's, like... Anyway, and he was clearly trying to get rid of that because he was like, this is out of hand and I'm just trying to hustle and be a fuckboy and I'm Dorian Havliard. And I made a video and I was like, I have a great idea for Nick. Oh, I can't even finish the story you said.
I'll say it. Okay, so there's like this audio going.
Oh, wait, yeah, keep going.
So there was, like, this audio going around for a while, and it was, like,
and the whole trend was, like, you would pretend, it was, like, that Edmund from Narnia, Prince Caspian moment, where he, like, falls backwards on the bridge and ends up flying back up with the dragon. That really was a cultural reset. And so the trend was, like, when it goes bum bum yeah, you would like pretend to fall backwards like Edmund style from Narnia.
Yeah. So you Olivia had like a whole skit with like dialogue. Nick Cartman needs to do this like as Dory and like with dialogue, with lines, like she acted it out for him. I was like, you just copy me. You copy me, Nick.
Okay, Nick, I'll take the lead.
And then he commented on it.
No, because I was like, everyone at Nick Cartman on this video, and it got like the hundreds of comments and they were all adding him, so all of his messages just would have been me going, I have the best idea for Nick Offman, Dorian cosplay. No. And then he
said he was gonna do it. He said he was gonna do it and then he didn't do it.
He was like, I can do that, smiley face emoji, and then he never did it. So
where did we leave off? Like, what was our last one that we said we're going into the Victory Project? How did we get here?
I don't know. We'll talk about Aiden and Lysandra? No, the off-campus boys.
The off-campus boys, okay.
Okay, we'll move on. So next we have, you'll have to speak of this. We have Colleen Hoover couple finally. We know that y'all were waiting. Yeah. If any of y'all have any comments that you're like, where is the Colleen Hoover couple? Because they basically, this trend was invented for them. Ben and Fallon from November 9th. I've not read November 9th. I know nothing about it. So Lily will have to take the lead on this one.
Yeah. And then I kind of want to speak on, like, the other Colleen Hoover boys from the other books I read, because...
Especially because It Starts With Us, like, came out.
Yeah, and I have reasons why I specifically picked Ben and Fallon over all the other toxic Colleen Hoover boys. And I just want to say that. Okay.
But first of all, Colleen Hoover set the standards of what I look for in a man.
Yes, of course. Anyway, first thing I'm going to start with Ben and Fallon from November 9th. Those two were just so... Honestly, Fallon would have been into it. Like, he would have asked her, do you want to join the Victory Project with me? And she would have said yes. Like, they're just so weird like that, those two. Like, I actually can't get over how weird.
She is so pure.
No, because listen, those two hung out for 5 days over 5 years, because they only hung out once every year for 5 years, and they were madly in love. Like, that is some fucked up shit right there. And they didn't text, they didn't have each other's phone numbers, social medias, nothing for the rest of the year.
And I thought, like, the summer term pretty was unrealistic, how they're like, every summer we hang out, but I'm like, y'all don't talk
once
in between.
Once a year on November 9th.
Which is a one day, yeah.
Yeah, and they were, like, obsessively in love. Like, it was crazy. We find out that Ben burnt... Oh, this is, like, spoilers. Okay, spoilers from November 9th.
We found out that Ben burnt toast.
Okay, spoilers. Anyway.
Skip ahead a minute. I'm going to give you a minute.
Okay,
so wait. They've skipped. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so literally Ben burned down Fallon's house and disfigured her face and gave her severe fire burns. And she still went back to him. I think she would be into the Victory Project.
Wow, Ben really said, this girl is on fire. Yes. Sorry, I'm too soon.
Anyway, those two were psychopaths. They'd want to go into the Victory Project. They'd want to do it together. They'd be like, perfect life for us. Anyway. But the reason I didn't put the other Colleen Hoover boys in here, so like the only, I've read It Ends With Us. Obviously, yeah, sure, like, you could say, like, Ryle would put Lily into the Victory Project, but that's just, he's, like, an abuser. I didn't really feel like I needed to state it. This is not for the obvious, like, obviously Ryle would put Lily into the Victory Project. Like, he wanted a housewife. Like, we all know that. Whatever.
Ryle put Ryle?
What?
In jail.
In jail? And Ugly Love, I also read, Miles would not put Tate into the Victory Project because Miles had so much commitment issues, he didn't want to be with her in the real world.
Oh my gosh.
Much less commit to being with her in the Victory Project. So that's why he's not here. That's not to say that they're not toxic. It's just they wouldn't go into the Victory Project together.
There's levels.
There's levels, babes. And then the last one I read, is called All Your Perfects or whatever. I don't even remember those characters' names. Like, I don't think they were toxic enough to go to the Victory Project.
Well, those ones that were trying to get pregnant the whole book.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Maybe they would.
Economy?
Maybe they would go in together just so they could have made up kids. Like, fake kids.
Yo, what would your fake kids' names be? Because they're, like, totally irrelevant. They're not real. It's like Sims.
But you're raising them as real. Like, God. In terms of the Victory Project, they are real in the Victory Project. They just don't have bodies that are strapped to a table somewhere with, like, lasers over their eyes.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, but, like, they are, like, technically, like, they run and play and laugh and go to school just like kids do. Like, they're still kids in the context of the project.
I wonder when the Victory Project kids go to school. You know what I mean? Like, I bet if you ask, it's, like, how was school? They're just programmed to be, like, good. Like, they don't actually remember going to school. You know what I mean?
I know. I want, like, a spinoff of, like, the Victory Project kids POV. Like, what are they like?
Because I bet, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think I know. You know what I imagine it as? You know, in the OG Sims, like Sims 1 and 2, yes. It wasn't like you couldn't see the whole city, it was just the house. And they go to work and they'd like drive off screen, but you didn't know where they went. Like, they went to work. I feel like that's what the kids were like. It's like they go off screen and then they just come back 6 hours later and then like have a school. Good. Did you learn anything? Yeah.
Did you know that, like, the neighborhood, like, the Victory Project, like, where it was filmed, that, like, it wasn't, like, a set. Like, that's, like, an actual neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, like, the houses are all real. It's like people live in those houses now. Like,
I would move.
Like, that's a... wild, isn't it?
It's such a symmetrical neighborhood.
I know. Like, imagine, like, they would have had to, like... someone's job would have been to scout a neighborhood for the Victory Project.
Yeah, that's a good location scout. I hope they got paid well because
it was perfect.
Yeah, it's a perfect location.
And also, like, you'd have to, like, go to those people and be like, we want to relocate you, like, move out of your house for a little bit so we can film.
Imagine being like, hi, Harry Styles is going to film a sex scene with Florence Pugh on your kitchen counter. Are you okay with that? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll compensate you.
I'll be like, it's not compensation enough. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, anyway. Come on. You know people would get Harold to do that for free on their kitchen counter.
They would pay Harold.
Yeah, they would pay Harold to do that.
Anyway, what's our next couple? Let's go get to the Victory Project.
That's such a good question.
We get so distracted.
Earning the list is hard. Okay. Ben and Fallon. Oh, Red Queen. Maven and Mare.
Clearly. I mean, he already kidnapped her once. He would not hesitate. He
said, I'd do it once, and I'm going to do it again.
He would not hesitate. Maven is a very obvious choice. Yeah. There.
But then we also... So
I have a question.
Oh, yeah?
Do you think that, like, Victory Project Maven would have his mind all scrambled and fucked?
Oh, good question.
Or, like, is he normal in the Victory Project?
No, he would. Because the boys didn't change, you know, in the Victory Project. They were douches inside and outside. All that changed was their, like, exteriors, you know? All that happened was, like, Harold got a haircut in between.
But isn't the whole thing meant to be that, like, the guys, like, are meant to, like, act very perfect? Like, they're meant to be, like...
They act perfect, but that doesn't mean they are.
Yeah, I know. But I wonder if there's, like... Anyway, no, I was just...
I think no. It's a hard no for me.
But then, I feel like then it would be really, like, sus. Like, I feel like Mare wouldn't be able to, like, get... in, like, be able to be fooled by the Victory Project because she'd be like, this isn't I want to leave.
That's her.
You know what I mean?
No, I think he would act, but his mind would still be all scrambled. Like, he wouldn't act on it, though, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so we said maybe to Mare because that was the obvious choice, but then we also did Cal and Mare because I put in brackets just as a personal afterthought. I'm like, specifically after Mare, like, King's Cage and Warstorm Sways, which are the third and fourth books in the Red Queen series by Victoria Aveyard. So if you're reading that or planning on reading that, I'm gonna give myself 30 seconds to say this, so skip ahead 30 seconds. Okay, so especially when, like, Cal takes the throne and Mare's like, I'm not gonna come with you, I feel like that's when Cal would have striked, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
He would have been like, because that's the first time that Mare really, like, didn't do what Cal wanted, I suppose. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's when he would have snapped.
Yeah, he would have snapped, and I don't think he would have liked, like, how much more powerful she was to him, and I think he would have shipped him off to the Victory Project, where he could be, like...
Shipped him off?
Shipped them off.
Oh, shipped them off, yeah.
Yeah, so that he could be, like, in control. Manly man.
Yeah, he's man's man.
Man's man.
Bring back manly man.
And then, like, what I was saying, but then I had to stop because Olivia and I have a tendency to, like talk too much, like, before we start filming the podcast.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a... Oh, wait. Before the podcast?
Yeah, we have a tendency to like talk too much before our podcast starts about what we're going to talk about in the podcast.
And oh, I thought you were like, we have a tendency to talk too much in the podcast. And I was like, for God's sake, woman, it's a podcast. No. What are we meant to be doing?
No.
We have one job.
Okay. No, for the podcast. And Olivia's like, save that thought for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But it's giving that like Cal would like hardcore judge like Maven and be like, how could he do this? Like, how could he bring someone to the Victory Project? That's so messed up. But then he'd be like, Mare, let's go.
Like, buckle up, sweetie.
Yeah, like, that's just the energy I get.
All I think about when I think of Mare Barrow from Red Queen is that Dance Mom's dance called Electricity. You know, the one with the electricity. Yeah. Can you feel this? Can you? And they're all, like, dressed in the skimpiest outfits ever, and they're, like, 8 years old. Traumatic. But, yeah, that's all I can think of when I think of Mare Barrow. I'm like, electricity. Anyway, next we have, there's a hot take. Guys, girls, theys, thems, Matthias and Nina from Six of Crows. But when they like first met, you know what I mean?
I don't mean like end of
Crooked Kingdom Matthias.
No, and not even like early Crooked Kingdom Matthias. I mean like more like early Six of Crows Matthias. Like
even when, like before that, like flashbacks.
Yeah. I was gonna say like when there's the whole flashback section in Six of Crows.
Because I feel like here's my logic. Like that Matthias had feelings for Nina, but Matthias was grappling. Like his whole character arc was, oh, I'm a conservative white man, I'm trash. But Nina's like really cool, and she's independent, and she's exactly what a woman isn't supposed to be, but I kind of love it. And so I reckon he would have had these feelings, and he would have been like, I want to be with her, but I want her to be like what's good for my values, which are very conservative. Mm-hmm. So it would be like the Victory Project is perfect because I can make Nina into like traditional 1950s housewife, and I don't have to change any of my values in order to be with her. So it would have been quite a good situation for him.
Yeah, I could definitely see Matthias doing that.
Yeah, but I definitely prefer what we did get, which was Matthias getting some character development.
Yes, good thing the Victory Project didn't exist in the Grishverse.
Yeah, good thing Nina's pussy was so good that he turned liberal.
It's like the anti-Purple Hearts movie.
Yeah, we'll say opposite of purple. Or orange? Yeah, on the color wheel, purple and orange are composite colors.
Orange hearts.
Just
give me that song. It's like, something in the orange tells me. The end of that song.
No.
Okay.
Is that like a Canadian song?
No, it's a TikTok trend right now.
Okay. I was like, is this a fucking Tim Hortons ad? Like, something in the orange hearts. Buy your Timbits today. I was like, what is this? Get your pumpkin soup. And take your biag and leave. Castile and Poppy.
No. I do think Castile and Poppy would definitely go into the Victory Project. I think
from Blood and Ash, in case you aren't aware.
I think Castile would take her in, and then I think Poppy's giving like she would get suspicious a little bit.
Yeah.
Of things being a bit sus. But I don't think she'd actually pull a Florence Pugh and like look into it, because I think she would just be like, but the dick's so good, must stay.
But
like,
I think this is so R-rated, but it's like, but he sucked blood out of my clitoris. That scene was horrific. I'm so glad I quit that series.
Same.
Jennifer Armentrout is coming out like another book in that series. I'm like, I don't have the energy, I don't have the time, I don't have the willpower.
Yeah. But anyway, it's giving like she would go looking into it a little bit. Like she'd have her whole scene with like the red airplane. But then as soon as she started to ask questions beyond that, and like Castile, aka Harry Styles, was like, and if you keep talking like that, you're gonna put all at risk.
It sounded like horribly Irish. Like it was like you trying to do an Irish accent but you failed. And if you keep talking like that, you're going to put it all at risk.
I don't know what that was.
That was like, it started out Irish, kind of blended to Scottish, and then I turned like Swedish. I was like, you want to put it on a face? Like, I don't know.
As soon as Castile said that to her, she would have been like, oh, Well, I don't want to put that dick at risk. And she would have just dropped it.
Yeah. He'd be like, if you keep talking like this, you don't get this dick. And she'd be like, I'm sorry, Castiel. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you going to punish me?
We should write this episode as explicit.
We will. Don't worry.
This is explicit.
Sorry, kitties.
I hope there's no kitties listening.
I feel like Zendaya at that press conference when it's like the little girl at the Euphoria press conference being like, what is her favorite thing? And then Zendaya's just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then like, she did like a whole Instagram story being like, please beware that Euphoria is an adult show. Happy watching.
No, and also, I think it's a really weird transition for us because when we first started this podcast, we were a lot younger. And now we're just like,
you don't get that dick anymore. I remember, I'm sure if you go back far enough, we'll be like, sorry, I said the F word.
Yeah. We
sorry,
like,
guys, F bomb.
We really tried not to swear early on, but now we're like, it's just out of hand.
But that's
anyway, as I was saying, I think that if Harry Styles' character actually wanted to like stop Alice from like looking into the Victory Project, instead of being like, you're going to put it all at risk, he really should have been like, I will not eat you out on the table anymore if you keep talking like that. And I think
do you
it
really
been...
think Harry Styles was that good at eating it out, though, or was she faking it? Let's be real.
Okay, I'm not saying... I mean, like, in the film, like, bro, that hard-earned meal that she made, she knocked all that on the table. That was not fake. There were so many ways she could have faked it.
Roast,
like that.
A roast on the floor. All for probably 20 minutes of him rubbing her left thigh. Like,
yeah, so what I'm saying is it must have been good for... Maybe sex is better in the Victory Project. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I could totally see that. They're
I
like,
could totally
are
see
women
it.
Women orgasm like every time they have sex. Like that's part of the Victory.
And like men are automatically good at sex in the video.
Yeah.
I could really see that.
I could see that being a part.
So one day, guys, you'll be as emotionally mature as us, and not like resend anymore.
Jesus Christ, we're so loud that GarageBand is like, are you sure you want your monitor on or do you want it off? Like, that's why, yeah, so I have to keep reaching over and be like, monitor, I don't know, but just don't stop recording. Yeah, I could see that. No.
And then, yeah.
Okay. So the dick's good. You reach the big O every time. You know, the Victory Project's not sounding that bad.
You know, and then... Remember when they charged everything to their husband's tabs?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not about what you can do for misogyny. It's what misogyny can do for you. That was the most unfortunate part of Victory Project, though, because when you think about it, like, it actually isn't that bad of a reality. You know what I mean?
No, I do think that they should have made... Because obviously, like, the part of it that's bad is the fact that they stole them from their lives. But the lives that they put them... Yeah, without permission. But the lives that they put them into... I feel like they could have made them worse in order to get the point across.
Like, genuinely, if I had a partner that, like, loved and respected me and they're like, yo, I came across this thing and it's where, like, we can just chill all day, every day. And I will go to work. Like, I will work to support this life for you where you were able to have the dream house, have the dream car, you know, and, you know, just exist in, you know, without... capitalism
like
whatever.
They're going to the pool all the time.
They're at the pool all the time. They're always having like cocktails.
Just, like, they don't have to worry about money.
Yeah, don't worry about money. And honestly, I feel like if I had a loving like boyfriend or whatever and they're like, yeah, can we do this, I'd be like, let's give it a trial, like, let's see.
Yeah, because really, yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, I'm not saying, like...
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to be a 1950s housewife. I'm just saying
don't
that
don't kidnap me and put me in the Victory Project.
No. I'm just saying that if you see the movie, like, I feel like something that they could have done... Because even when they started realizing that the Victory Project was bad, right? Mm. The part that they were realizing was bad, the fact that they'd been kidnapped to be there.
Yeah.
Right? I think it would have been a more impactful movie and said, like, a lot more about, like, feminism and stuff. If, as they sort of figure out that it was bad and that they've been kidnapped and put there, if, like, there was actually, like, a lot of things within the Victory Project that were actually really bad that they didn't see before, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Because I feel like there wasn't a lot of that. I mean, I think there was a few things, but, like, what not a ton. Like, let's say, for example, if it's, like, I don't know, like, as they start to figure it out. Let's say, for example, remember we're, like, oh, the sex is great in the Victory Project. It's, like, as they slowly start to, like, become more aware that it's, like, not real. It's, like, those things are bad. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because the Victory Project itself didn't really change. It was just she was figuring out that it wasn't real, which is why she wanted to leave, obviously. Yeah,
that actually would have been more effective, I think. Because even you could be like, the cocktail starts turning into, like, slugs or something.
Like, yeah, like, they grow. Taste bad.
They
like,
the cocktails, gross. Like, are just blood. It's gross.
Yeah, like, they make you sick. You throw
I mean, that kind of started happening. Like, it would start glitching and, you know, she'd put, like, saran wrap around her head and, like, the glass would suffocate her and stuff like that.
Yeah. But that was just, like, the leader, a.k.a. the Resand, Chris Pine, like, messing with her.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what I'm saying is, Victory Project didn't sound too bad.
Not us being like, we can design the Victory Project better. Listen, you guys could make some improvements, and this is what you need to do. God. No. We're the reason feminism is failing, Lily. We better put, like, a fund for, like, feminism in the caption or something. Be like women's education or something. Shout it out. Well, now I have to. I'm gonna find some good organizations or something. Okay, we have two more left. Okay, we've got Locke and either of the twins, like from the Cool Prince. If you guys don't really remember who Locke is, it's fine.
It's fine. He's irrelevant.
He's relevant, but Locke was the one that like guys, like, if you want to read The Cool Prince or you haven't read, like, The Cool Prince, don't even worry. Like, this is so irrelevant. So
it's not a spoiler.
Not a spoiler. If you're really that desperate, just, like, skip a few seconds. But otherwise, I'm just going to get into it. Locke was, like, the guy that had a fling going with Jude, but then, like, cheated on Jude with her twin sister. And, yeah, and he was a douchebag. And he, like, impregnated Jude's sister, twin sister, I forget her name.
Taryn,
thank you. And yeah, he was just such a douche. And he try to kill Jude at one point, but then he like got pushed off a ledge.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
But he thinks that women should be like take care of him, like basically.
Exactly. He's like, I don't know how to do laundry. It's giving that vibe.
Yeah.
Mama's boy. Yeah.
And I think the last one might be my favorite that we came up with.
Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, so we have another Throne of Glass one here.
Sarah J. Maas just is owning this episode.
Owning. Shocking that she would be
queen. She's just
her and Colleen Hoover are just really fit.
Her and Colleen Hoover, like this.
Yes.
Crosses fingers.
Okay. Guys, I want you to think in your head what couple from Throne of Glass you think I'm going to say. We already said Aiden and Lysandra. We did. Who else do you think it'll be? Give a few seconds.
It's not Doreen and Manon. Wouldn't be Doreen and Manon.
Never.
They were the exception.
It is.
Drum roll.
Kale and Eureka. Kale would so put Eureka the Victory Project, and it's so unfortunate. Because Kale really did have a lot of growth. But I think he would put her in the Victory Project.
Not height-wise. He's still short.
I think he's actually tall.
Yeah.
I want to look it up.
He gives short in my head. Short king. I know,
but I think he was tall.
If I met Kale, I would gaslight him into thinking he's short. Because I know that that would press him way more than it should. I'd be like, how does it feel being short? Well, I'm not short. I'm actually like 6'2". Oh, that's what someone who's like 5'6" would say.
Okay, I'm looking up.
He is really tall.
6'1".
So not 6'2". He was a liar.
Well, I don't think he actually ever said he was 6'2", but sure.
Well, I said he said he was 6'2".
Okay.
Whose side are you on?
Huh?
Whose side are you on?
Okay. Yeah, so Kale definitely would put Yuri into the Victory Project. He would put any of his girl. He would put Selena into the Victory Project while they were dating. He would have really been keeping that thing going. He put all his girlfriends into.
He would have put all his girlfriends into the Victory Project, and then when he went to work, he'd like pine over Dorian and be like, "Hi, Dorian.
Hey." He'd bring Dorian into the Victory
Project. He'd be like, "I want to show you something." God. insufferable little twerp. I don't like kale. Sorry if you like kale, but I don't. Ridiculous. I actually made a short list as well, just to finish the episode off, of who would end the Victory Project. Oh. Like, what men would go into the Victory Project and, like, destroy it.
No.
Okay. Be like, we're shutting this down. Like, who would be, like, a double agent, you know? Yes. And at the top of the list, I had Kaz Brekker. Mm. Like, that would be the Crow's heist. Like, they would all go into the Victory Project and then, like, end it. They'd, like, fuck it up.
Love that.
Simon from The Mortal Instruments. Basically, most of the Shadowhunter boys except for Jace.
Yeah, all the Shadowhunter boys except Jace would end the Victory Project.
It'd be like a Shadowhunter mission. They're like, boys, you gotta go into this thing. And then Jace would go, and he'd be like, I don't know, guys. It's kind of nice here.
And then they'd find Clary.
Yeah, they'd be like, when did Clary get here? I don't know. That's really weird. Who invited her?
Yeah, they'd be like, I thought, because, like, they disappear from the real world. So they'd be like, I thought Clary was dead.
Surprise! Yeah. My next one on my list is Carter, and purely to save Jude, though. Like, he would go. He would just take Jude. And then he would, like, accidentally ruin the whole simulation on his way out. Everyone would be like, Cotton, you're a hero. You're a feminist. And he'd be like,
what?
He'd be like, okay, Jude, let's go. Yeah. Can you think of any?
I was going to say...
Honestly, no Sarah J. Maas, man. I'm sorry. They wouldn't be fucked.
No.
They'd be too busy getting fucked to be fucked.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. Sarah J. Maas went, Shadowhunter boys.
Atlas Six boys. Except for Callum. Sorry.
I don't know about the Atlas Six boys.
What about Nico?
Yeah, Nico.
I like Nico.
Nico.
Nico would.
I don't know.
Nick and Selwyn would from Legendborn.
That's so true.
I believe in those boys.
Believe in them.
This is before I've read the second book, which is coming out soon, so hopefully none of them take a downfall, but I'm not telling on it.
But we don't know.
We just don't know. Who else? You know, I think there's a lot to be told in the fact we could easily come up with a list of men, fictional men, that would put their significant others in the Victory Project, but it's taking us more effort to come up with a list of fictional men that would end the Victory Project, you know, like, stop it.
It's a bit concerning,
but I can think of, like,
oh my god,
oh yeah,
Orion from Foul Lady Fortune. He'd fuck that whole thing up.
Oh, love that. Looking for it. Love that. I should read that book.
You should. It's really good.
Who else?
I'll get my good raids. Not finding anyone.
I feel like maybe the boys from Red, White, and Royal Blue, but they'd more like be on the sidelines. They'd like do a political speech, be like, we support this campaign. We support this. But then they wouldn't really do a lot.
I would say, like, Kel from, like, A Darker Shade of Magic.
Okay.
He like, respects women.
We love that.
That's all I got.
That's all, yeah.
Also, wait. I want to add who would bring their girlfriend into the Victory Project. What's Wrath from Kingdom of the Wicked?
Yeah, that's such a good one.
You bring, like, Amelia, like, what's her name?
Whatever her name is. Project. That is so true. And you know what? Amelia would love it because all she has to do is, like, cook. You know what I mean? Like, and Amelia was just always like, I just want to cook, like, banana bread. I don't know why.
What's wrong with banana bread? I made banana bread.
You were Amelia, confirmed. Lily stayed up until fucking, like, 2 a.m. last night.
It was done at 12:30.
Oh, yeah, because... Oh, sorry, guys. 12:30. It's daylight savings. Technically, it would have been 1:30 if it's not daylight savings.
Hey. It hasn't been daylight savings for ages.
Yeah, anyway, it was 2 a.m. somewhere. Here, yes. 2 months ago. It was... You get what I'm saying. Anyway, 12 a.m. is still too late to be waiting for banana bread. This thing. It's just...
It's Friday night.
Last Friday night. Yeah, we baked banana bread. Watched Married at First Sight. Yeah.
And then this is what we do with our Saturday night.
Hey, they don't need to know it's Saturday. No, guys, it's a Wednesday. We have been busy. out on the town, going to college, doing our thing, teaching, studying, working, grinding.
Okay, stop talking.
It's a podcast. It's what I'm meant to be doing.
Okay. Are we done our recording?
Well, I guess with that attitude, you're just like, are we done?
Well, do we have anything else to say?
What? Are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me like that. Okay, I guess not.
Okay, well, thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode.
We hope y'all reflect on
the victory project.
On the victory project and think and about how difficult it was for two readers to come up with fictional men that would stop the victory project, and how much more difficult it would be to come up with real men that would put up stop to the victory project. Stay safe out there, y'all.
See you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye. We'll look up. Yeah. Okay. Bye.